When I was 15 and a man of the world, I was madly in love with a Catholic girl. She had gray iris eyes and the whitest of teeth, and a body that left the whole neighborhood weak. It was a body a fully grown woman should have, in the spring of her years, in the summer of love. So for gentlemen callers, she'd a dozen or more. Well, I was the one her dad let in the door. And in the small hours, the whole town asleep, I would crawl out my window and climb down my tree. And I'd light up a lucky as I walked to her house, where I'd climb to her window to lure her out. We'd go down to the park, where we'd lie in the grass and talk about life as it flew by so fast. And sometimes she'd kiss me, and sometimes she'd let me touch her in the dark, where I hadn't touched yet. But sometimes at her window, I thought I would die. She'd already be out with some other guy. I'd say, Sean, where have you gone? It's 1968 and the Beatles are on. I've got 9 cigarettes that should last us till dawn. Oh, Sean, where have you gone? There was Bobby and Barry and Paul and Jim and Rick. You were so friendly, I was literally sick. But when we were alone, I was more or less lost. And I'd do what you told me, whatever the cost. And sometimes I'd come help when you'd babysit kids. And for all that we knew, they were dead in their cribs. It was late in October, I think, when I heard everybody was talking and spreading the word. Hey, did you hear? Sean is pregnant, and she's keeping the kid, and she's not telling anyone who the guy is. When I saw you, I didn't know quite what to say, though I wasn't the only one speechless that day. A week later we learned that you'd dropped out of school, and all your old suitors were playing it cool. So I went to your house and I climbed up your tree, and all that I knew was it couldn't be me. But you had left town and you never came back. Later we learned that the baby was black. Where have you gone? It's 1968 and the Beatles are on. I've got 9 cigarettes that should last us till dawn. Oh, Sean, where have you gone? Well, now it's 20 years later, and I'm still the guy with the flyaway hair and the smoke in his eye. It's our high school reunion, and everyone's here, playing down the effects of the drugs and the beer. We are balding and gray, overweight or just tired. So is the rock and roll band someone hired. Rick and Barry, Paul, Jim and Bob are all happy and healthy, but Jim lost his job. We are married with children and mortgages too. We can't believe all the things we used to do. We can still sing along to that song by the Birds, though it's harder each year to remember the words. And we can look back and laugh, and the memories are warm. We can still raise a glass to the old blue and orange, but the music is playing a song from that year, And all I can think is that you should be here. Because while we wax nostalgic, or wistful or sad, still we celebrate something that you never had. A chance to grow slowly, a chance to find peace. You became an adult in just 36 weeks. And while we were enjoying the time to be young, you were somewhere alone taking care of your son. And it's not mine to say, to forgive or forget. And I wouldn't presume that you're full of regret. But I wish you could see how we've turned into men. Now that we're all reunited again. And I wish I could see you, though I can't make amends for abandoning you when you needed your friends. And I wish I could know that you're doing all right, 'cause your name has come up several times tonight. It was a magical mystery tour we were on, and a long winding road we're still traveling, Sean. When I was 15 and a man of the world, I was madly in love with a Catholic girl.
Thank you very much. Thank you.